2 days after President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to violating campaign finance laws, the question remains, did President Trump also break the law? Cohen implies he did, by directing Cohen to pay two women right before Election Day to keep them from revealing stories about their alleged relationships with Trump. We're joined by correspondent Peter Overby of NPR, who covers power, money, and influence. Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
And at this point, what do we know about whether Trump committed a campaign finance violation?
Well, we know that Michael Cohen has basically accused him of that. When Cohen was in court the other day pleading, he said that he had violated campaign finance laws by funneling money into a campaign expense without reporting it and going over the limits. And he says he did this at Trump's direction.
And that would be a campaign finance violation because it would have helped the Trump campaign.
Yeah. The way it's being looked at is it was clearly a campaign expense because of the timing, that they were in a rush to get these women, especially Stormy Daniels at that point, silenced because they were coming up toward Election Day. It was getting close. The argument that had been used before that there might have been hush money to protect Melania and his children, that went away because the election was so close.
Would it have mattered in that case whether the money came from Trump himself or from the Trump campaign to pay off these women?
Well, the problem isn't that the money would have come from the campaign. The problem is how the money got there. So what Cohen did was he arranged a corporate contribution to the campaign. Mm-hmm. He arranged an in-kind contribution from a corporation. And corporations cannot give contributions in-kind or otherwise to candidate campaigns. So that's one problem. The other problem is that Cohen arranged one payment using his own money, the one to Stormy Daniels, the $130,000. So that was $130,000 that he put into an in-kind contribution to the campaign. The contribution limit is $2,700,
right.
not $130,000. So that's the second violation.
But it's the first violation that could implicate President Trump, because that was the one that would have helped the campaign that he apparently directed, if Cohen is to be believed about that.
Right. Although there's a lot we don't know about this. That's the one that Cohen said in court he was directed to do by candidate Trump.
So Trump is saying that he didn't break any laws. Here he is on Fox and Friends, also claiming that President Obama had broken campaign finance law.
It's not even a campaign violation. If you look at President Obama, he had a massive campaign violation, but he had a different attorney general, and they viewed it a lot differently.
What is he referring to there with President Obama?
He's referring to an enforcement matter that the FEC handled. It has to do with the Obama 2008 campaign. It was finally settled in 2012. And it has to do with some millions of dollars worth of contributions that were processed incorrectly, that were misdated. These are basically accounting error type problems. And the campaign ended up paying $375,000 as a fine. Hmm. And in FEC world, that's a big fine. But it was not something where they were trying to bring in secret money.
And there's a difference in campaign finance law when there's like intent, like somebody wants to cover something up versus a clerical error.
Yeah, it's basically the difference between a regulatory issue or possibly a misdemeanor and a felony.
How common are campaign finance violations?
They are common. There's a lot of accounting, post-filing accounting corrections and things like that that go on. The FEC, you know, checks the reports when they come in, and they send letters out. During the 2016 campaign, they were sending letters every month to the Trump campaign about repeat donors who had gone over the contribution limits. And from the outside, at least, it looks like the Trump campaign didn't have the software to to signal when someone went over the limit, because the list of donors would be like 35 pages long. So there's just a lot of this kind of stuff that goes on with the FEC. And for something to get to the level that we're talking about with Michael Cohen, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah, like how often do people get arrested and put in jail for campaign finance violations?
Very rarely.
That's NPR's Peter Overby in Washington. Peter, thank you.
Glad to help.